This week on Minnesota Native News, help for college students who want to be teachers, a potential windfall for some Native veterans, and honoring a beloved leader. This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The Minnesota Indian Affairs Council, or MIAC, is getting ready for the 2018 legislative session. It's hoping for a bill that will repay Native veterans who paid state taxes, even though they lived on reservations and didn't have to. Peter Vic-Hare is a tribal liaison for the Veterans Administration.
So this happened for 24 years, from 1977 to 2001.
Vic-Hare is trying to raise awareness and get Congress to return the money. Meantime, he says some states are using their own funds to repay Native vets. Arizona and New Mexico have each come up with about $2 million.
Really rough estimates of Native veterans in Minnesota compared to New Mexico, we'd be looking at around $750,000 for Native veterans in Minnesota.
Vic-Hare hopes Minnesota will take action too. The council also heard from educators concerned about how Native students are counted or not counted on school forms. Contributor Lori Stern reports.
Who is Native? The 2015 Federal Education Act, Every Student Succeeds, says if you're an Indigenous person from North, Central, or South America who maintains community ties, you can be counted as American Indian.
There was confusion about whether students would identify as Hispanic Latino.
Minnesota Indian Affairs Council Executive Director Dennis Olson Jr. called the new way of counting an Indigenous catch-all and said MIAC is concerned about the new categories.
And really problematic in terms of, you know, really recognizing that American Indian students are members of or descendants of sovereign nations first.
So last week, MIAC voted to work with state and federal education authorities to make sure tribal affiliations are acknowledged and respected. This is Boys for Tribal Chair Kathy Chavers.
That federal definition just doesn't fit. And I'll use myself as an example. I'm part Caucasian and I'm part Indian. If I check that box, I'm not going to be counted as Native American.
Correct.
And that's our numbers are going to go down to almost nothing.
Four universities in Minnesota are offering financial help to American Indian College students who want to become teachers in Minnesota. The University of Minnesota in Duluth, Bemidji State University, Morehead State University, and Augsburg University in Minneapolis are each partnering with a local school district that serves American Indian students. The goal is to increase the number of Native teachers in these school districts. Jennifer Simon is the Director of American Indian Student Services at Augsburg University. She says the grants are intended to keep students from taking out loans because repaying loans on a teacher's salary can be a serious stretch.
This funding is available to cover tuition plus some living expenses for students. So it ranges for students between, you know, a few thousand to 12,000 a year or more, depending on what the student's need is.
Simon says she hopes to offer grants to at least six students who are enrolling in the spring semester. The grants are funded by the state of Minnesota. Finally, a milestone for Tiwahe. The one-of-a-kind foundation supports and strengthens American Indian communities and individuals in Minnesota. Reporter Lori Stern attended Tiwahe's annual fundraiser called Circle of Giving.
Tiwahe means family in the Dakota language. Nearly 300 members of that family showed up at McNamara Alumni Center at the University of Minnesota to say thank you to the departing president and executive director, Kelly Drummer.
We're going to ask Kelly to face the audience and to stand atop the stage.
Under Kelly Drummer's leadership, Tiwahe has grown strong financially and culturally. It makes about 30 grants a year to help individuals reach specific goals of getting more education, becoming financially self-sufficient, or strengthening their cultural ties to the community. Deanna Standing Cloud from Red Lake is Tiwahe's Program and Community Network Director. She got her associate's degree years ago with help from Tiwahe and another grant to help her build a sweat lodge in northern Minnesota.
Every weekend I'm basically at ceremony, so it's taken a while, but yes, it's part of the fabric of my life now.
Deanna Standing Cloud says she's been inspired by Kelly Drummer and will miss her.
We'll start now and feel free to come up when you can.
Kelly Drummer stood under a star blanket as donors, grantees, volunteers, and community members came up to shake her hand. She will remain active in the community, which is stronger for her work. A national search is underway for her replacement.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.